Your local Toledo morning show. Denny Schaefer on Q105.
That's my favorite song right there, Pink. Yep. What about us? That is such a... It's the best she's ever put out, I'm telling you. Song-wise. Yeah. Anyway. All right, it's 8:14. Denny and the girls. Halfway point of the Denny Schaefer Show brought to you by Eva's. Get $50 off of free alterations on any dress purchase from Eva's Bridal Boutique and Alterations. It's Q105, people. Partly sunny this morning, and then clouds moving in this afternoon with a high of 65. It's 50 here at the Cumulus Compound. 419-240-1055 to play along on the broadcast. So far, the Bat Tricia, it looks like the loser will wear team gear that we hate.
Okay. All right.
Haven't moved the needle.
Have you refreshed it?
I did.
Oh.
No, Paul. I'm a giant moron.
Well, sometimes, you know, you got a lot of things going on in life. Those little things just get messed.
Yeah. Thanks.
Or sometimes you're just a giant moron. One or the other.
Sometimes.
I just embrace the moron. I think it's okay.
That can happen. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we got till 9 o'clock, so I highly doubt that shaving Paul's back patch is going to win.
Ah, darn it.
Which Ohio State shirt should I select?
Oh, cocky. Cocky, Susie. Premature heckling.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
Jinky jinx.
Oh, no.
Telling you, the Browns are destined. They're destined to win at least five games.
I don't know whether
games.
To hope I win or not. So I don't want to win Trisha because says, I kind of want the Browns to win more than five games. So
that
I
means
don't.
You got to wear Steeler gear.
Right. I know. But then I'm
she
torn.
Says they're only going to win four games or less. And right. I say the Browns are going to win five or more. I think they're just going to win five. I think that's all they're going to win. But I got a feeling they're going to win at least five. They're not winning this weekend against the Steelers. I'll tell you that. Mm. Anyway, here's the text. I know this will not change Denny's mind about going to see it, but he is correct about the gore. I recently reread the novel, and the description of the murder scenes of the children is very graphic.
They're not showing that on the movie. It's the books all day and night, for sure. They have to, but no, you're not going to see some kid getting decapitated or something. Mm-hmm. Ain't going to happen.
It's rated R.
Okay, it could be rated X, but you're not going to see it still.
I just remember it being a really long book.
It's probably going to be a really long, uncomfortable movie and you guys are going to be there.
Ago,
are you afraid of getting carted? You keep saying it's rated R. I'm afraid you're going to get carted.
No, I just, I just don't like scary movies. Never have, never will.
Okay.
Don't want to go.
I like them less and less the older I get.
Then why am I being pushed to go with you guys on Friday?
I'm not pushing. She's pushing.
I'm just sitting here paying attention to my commercial log.
I am a wimp.
There's no pushing.
Keep pushing.
It is team building, though.
She says it's team
building. And it is all of us on the show going.
Yeah.
We could also team build on a golf course.
We can't go.
We've never been asked.
Or at Cinco.
Oh.
It's because you don't play golf. You want to drive? I've asked you to drive the cart before. Oh, yes, I have.
Not in 2017.
Okay. You want to drive the cart?
No, because I'm going to the movie.
Serve the drinks up? No, after that. Maybe the following Friday.
Yeah, a little wine spritzer.
For me and the dog. You, me, and the dog.
Oh, great. There's team building. You and Susie are team building. Paul and I.
Yeah.
No team building.
Right. Hon, we'll stay at the clubhouse.
No
we'll wait for him.
Okay.
Sit in the bar
go.
Have some cocktails.
We'll keep your seats
warm. A little meat and cheese tray,
we'll
little
keep your seats warm at the 19th hole. Okay.
There you go. All right. Apparently, Michael Jackson, a new Michael Jackson song. Well, I don't
How's
know if it's
doing?
New. He's just sleeping.
Okay.
It looks like there might be a new Michael Jackson album coming out at the end of the month. Monday, his Twitter account shared a 15-second clip of some music playing over an animated video of Halloween-ish stuff. Like black cats and spiders.
So Thriller, okay.
It ends with Michael's eyes in front of the moon and some clouds and the words Michael Jackson scream.
Oh.
Here, listen to this. That's it.
Okay.
That's all it is. Some posters went up in Europe promoting Scream as an album coming out on October 29th.
Oh.
Now, before you get too excited that it's going to be new stuff or stuff that hasn't been released yet, one of the executors of Michael's estate, doesn't say who it was, told Rolling Stone, that make it sound like the album won't contain anything you haven't heard before. He said, quote, I don't foresee us releasing any more unreleased music for quite some time. That doesn't mean there won't be interesting new record releases in the very near future. So re-releases of old hits? Is that what they're saying?
Maybe. Sounds like it.
It has to be that way, right?
Anyway, so if you're a Michael Jacko fan, I guess you could probably get excited about that. All right, George is here. George,
he is indeed. I was able to put him up on the stool and stuff. So,
aw.
Do you ask if you could borrow $8 million? Hey, and then I want to come back after we get done interviewing George. I want to talk about the chick who scored a touchdown.
The chick who scored a touchdown.
In high school football.
Okay. Oh. I will write that down on my notes.
Yeah.
Talk about the chick.
Yeah, she should have really been on the parking lot getting the after party ready, but apparently the team sucks so bad. They got a chick for a quarterback.
Tailgate.
Yeah. All right, but before we break here at 8:21, you know, clean it up.
Sure.
Oh, shut up.
Picking up the cans, the trash in the stadium.
Got to get those towels ready.
Fetching me some pizza.
I'm yawning.
But first, Denny Schaefer Stem Cell International, the world leader in regenerative medicine. If you suffer from joint pain and stiffness, like I did, not anymore because I went to Stem Cell International, they may have the solution for you. Non-surgical procedures. They cultivate the stem cells right out of your own body, and they reintroduce them to the part that hurts, and it works. Well, it did for me. This is the time. If you were ever thinking about trying this, it's now, because they're celebrating their two-year anniversary. Dr. Nick Dumas, CEO of Stem Cell International on Monroe Street, celebrating the number two. You got till the end of the month. Here's what you get. You have one painful joint treated. You get a second and a third painful joint treated for free. What are you waiting for, people? Go to stemcellinternational.org. And when you go up there, you can fill out, you know, the free consultation. All right? Or you can call them the old-fashioned way, 419-214-1860. 214-1860. But remember, to get this deal, you got to mention my name, Denny Schaefer.
Q105 Traffic is sponsored by SuperFitnessToledo.com.